Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
With you today. How the heck are you?
Right
after the monster broadcast airs live across the country on over 200-plus radio stations. Yeah, you know, those of you that want to throw in the 177 cable digital radio network channels, 354, 364 outlets around the country, that's a beautiful thing. Welcome to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I am Mark Walters, and I will be filling your prescription for freedom for the remainder of what is known as the fastest hour on all of daytime radio, no doubt. I'm going to go right to the Crossbreed Holster Hotline. On the line, I have a good friend of mine. You know him from operations manager and often sits in the Crossbreed Holster host chair in my absence when I have to do some traveling. You may be hearing from him very soon. That would be Lee Michaels from AM 1280 The Patriot. Lee, how you doing, brother?
Doing great, my friend. How are you?
Ooh, I'm doing wonderful, man. We got so much to talk about. The half hour is going to fly right by, man. Hey,
Yes, it is.
You were just telling me right before the music started and before the show went live that you had a free what with this Katie Couric, this Epix thing? Clue me in.
Yeah, so Epix had their, if you have satellite or cable, a lot of these things, you know, the big movie channels run a free preview weekend to try to hook you in to then purchase the ticket deal, you know, add that movie package to your subscription. So on Epix last night, I was flipping through, or the other day, I'm like, under the gun, I wonder, this looks kind of interesting. I'll just tape it and see what it is. Not totally realizing at the time that it was this Katie Couric documentary that came out that really is kind of taken a shot at the Second Amendment. So I haven't seen it. I've seen the trailer, but I'll probably sit down tonight and watch it.
You're going to get sick. Make sure, you know, when I was a kid and I didn't feel well, my mom would make me put a pot by the bed. Remember that?
Yeah.
Or you wouldn't feel good. Make sure you get a pot. So if you had to throw up, you could do so, because it's going to do it. I'm going to tell you some facts about this thing that are going to make you sick. Go ahead.
And how convenient that they do it on the free preview weekend, when there will be more people that can tune in to push their un-American agenda, so to speak, as you put it.
Well, look at it this way. I'd never even heard of this thing. Now, granted, I'm busy. I don't watch a lot of TV. And when I do, it pains me because I pay a ton of money for DirecTV, Lee. Okay,
I hear you.
I think my DirecTV bill is with kids and TVs throughout the house and monitors in the home office and this kind of stuff. You know, and I have the baseball package and the football package. And there are times I'm paying $220 a month to watch TV. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. It's patently absurd. So I'm going to start cutting back on that. And I'm thinking, why am I paying for HBO when I got that Apple TV? And for a fraction of the cost, I got the HBO that streams, so I don't get to see Game of Thrones the day it airs. I can watch it the next day. It saves me half as much. This kind of thing. So I had never heard of this Epix thing. What is it? Is it a movie package? Is it a what exactly is it?
Yeah, they have, you know, there's like five or six channels or something. And this weekend they were showing, you know, a lot of the big A-list movies that came out last year. And, of course, this Under the Gun documentary, as they call it, was part of that aired last night.
Well, I can tell you this. Those of us who pay attention to this stuff are very well of the documentary. 99% of Americans couldn't give a hoot about it and didn't see it, and certainly weren't going to buy Epix so that they could watch Katie Couric, formerly from every network on planet Earth, and now with Yahoo News, and apparently with Epix. So those of us who are neck deep in this stuff, you know, can watch this stuff and get angry at it. Most of America never saw this thing.
Yeah, and most of them probably won't. And it's one of those things that I normally would never give any of these things the time of day, kind of like you. But sometimes you go, you know what, I'm going to watch this because I know somebody at some point is going to ask me about it, or they're going to come up and go, oh, did you see? And I, you know, all the statistics that they were spewing and every angle they take about it, you know, is painting it in an unfriendly light to the Second Amendment. And sometimes you just got to arm yourself. So as much as I really don't want to watch it, you know, kind of because of the job, I feel like kind of have to.
You have to. You have to, and you're neck deep in this stuff too. You take a lot of training. You know, we've had you on many times. You sit in the guest host chair. You understand this realm of what we do, this universe that we reside in. And here's the thing. Let me couple things about this documentary from Couric. Number one, Katie Couric, I mentioned last night on the program, she is one of four things. She is either brainwashed, she is ignorant, she is stupid, or she is a liar. It's one of those four. Alan Gottlieb's assertion was that she's a combination of all four. Because in today's day and age, it is absolutely reprehensible, it's inexcusable for someone, particularly someone like Katie Couric, like passes herself off as a journalist, to not go out and get all the facts. Now, let me tell you everything you need to know about this documentary. Dr. John Lott, who I know you know.
Oh, yeah.
More Guns, Less Crime, third edition. The nation's preeminent expert. Nobody will dispute it, except the un-Americans, and that's what makes him the expert, because they hate him. That's why they hate him. Dr. John Lott was interviewed for almost 4 solid hours on film by Katie Couric and her crew for the documentary, supposed documentary that aired last night. None of the interview made it past the cutting room floor. Not one clip from Dr. John Lott made it past the cutting room floor. That's all you need to know about this under-the-gun documentary from Katie Couric. You know, I played a 2-minute and 34-second clip last night after I called her one of four things: ignorant, brainwashed, stupid, or a liar. It is reprehensible and inexcusable in today's day and age, Lee, that Katie Couric can't go out and get the facts. The facts are there to anybody that wants to find them. She interviewed John Lott for 4 hours. You know what it turned out to be? She didn't like what he said.
It didn't fit the narrative.
It didn't fit the narrative of the program. There's nothing objective about this. If you interview John Lott for 4 hours and can't find anything that that man says to put on your pro, that you've just, you know, so am I going to waste my time with this? I don't know. I probably won't. Quite frankly, I've got a lot of other things to do, and I don't know how much I want to watch, you know, cutie Katie Couric and her anti-gun, un-American bloviating. I mean, you tell me your thoughts. I do this for a living. I probably have to watch it, but I'm certainly not going to go out of my way to do it.
Yeah, I know, I might talk myself out of it by the time it gets around there, because it only you get so fed up with it and all the talking points that they're going to give. I mean, you're watching the 2-minute trailer for it and seeing, and they're interviewing, you know, NRA members and asking them questions and, you know, basically saying we take a solid, you know, non-biased approach. Well, they definitely do. I mean, even here in the description of the trailer, they talk about, you know, Katie Couric, we examine why our politicians have failed to act. Well, that tells you right now that they're pushing that more gun grabbing and gun control is necessary to prevent these shootings, right, that we see in the news, which we know isn't the case.
It's interesting. Nikki Gosar, someone, you know, a close friend of mine who lost her husband, who was murdered, mm-hmm, and really in her lap by a stalker a number of years ago. You know the story.
Yeah.
On Nikki's Facebook page, she mentions, because she works for Crime Prevention, a Crime Research Center, crimeresearch.org, Crime Prevention Research Center with John. She's the one that states that Dr. John Lott was interviewed for a very long 3 hours on film. It was actually 4 hours, according to John's tweet, by Katie Couric for the documentary. Amazingly, none of the interview made it past the cutting room floor. This documentary is not well-balanced and seeks to guilt those who are against more gun control without providing all the facts. Now, I want you to take a listen to some of the comments below that piece on her Facebook page from a Matt Gottschalk. The Fourth Estate is in reality the fifth column. In my opinion, there is no point in our side participating in things like this. I am a professional editor by trade, and I can make you say anything I want. And this was not a documentary. It was an agenda-driven hit piece that had no interest in displaying both sides of the issue. One of the reasons I'm sure Dr. Lott was not used was that he is well media trained. I'm sure he gave them nothing to work with. And that sums it up, doesn't it, Lee? But the question is, do we participate in this stuff? That's where I kind of want to go when we've got some time in the next segment. But did Matt sum it up, do you think?
I think he brings up a valid point. How far do you go into these things, especially if you know you're going to end up on the cutting room floor? But, you know, having that conversation for the uninformed, and that it's that, to me, it all begins with education. You need to educate people. And that's why one-on-one, the best chance we have is you talking to your neighbors, talking to your coworkers, making sure that they know that not every gun owner, not law-abiding gun owner, is some wacky, you know, crazy person. And that's what they portray us as.
But that's media. That's pure media. And I, you know, you get that. I get that. The rest of the gun rights advocates get that.
And the uninformed. What I look at, yeah, that's where they get their stuff, is from the media. So having that conversation with your next door neighbor is where that starts to change that perception, that they don't buy into that media hype.
Take them to the range, man.
Yeah.
take them to the range. You ever had somebody come back from the range with you? Go, that sucked. I don't want to do that ever again. Has that ever happened before?
No.
No one's ever said, oh, that was sky. They can't wait to go back. Take them to the range. I've got Democrat neighbors. Their house might as well be spray painted blue. The daughter's got a Feel the Burn bumper sticker. Okay? They are gun owners like crazy. They've been fixed.
We got a lot of them here in Minnesota like that.
Of course you do. Of course you do. And as long as they're not out there saying that I'm a pro-gun rights activist. Because no Democrat gun owner who pulls the lever for Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton can be a pro-gun activist. What they can be is Democrats who love guns, and we need them in the ranks. We'll be right back talking with Lee Michaels from AM 1280 The Patriot. We want to find out, do you think we should even participate in stuff like this? We'll be back right after this.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it? Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. But you better hurry. Registration ends May 24th. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, what a day, what a day. Love sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you after the Monster broadcast. Hope you're having a wonderful day today. I am. We're talking with Lee Michaels. Lee Michaels, of course, from AM 1280 The Patriot up in Minneapolis, the Twin Cities, St. Paul. Lee, welcome back to the program, my friend.
Great to be here in the sometimes called Crossbreed Holster Studios North.
Hey, let's do this real quick. How about it, since you just mentioned that? We're going to do the fair again. This will be, what, the fifth year?
I believe it is, yeah.
Is time flying that? My gosh.
I remember okay. Your first fair out there.
Wow, man. Well, I guess we're going to do the gun on a stick again.
Absolutely.
This year,
are.
Which is an awful lot of fun. And for those who don't know what that is, why don't you explain that?
Well, you know, everything at the Minnesota State Fair is one of the largest state fairs in the country, 1.2 million people going through there in 12 days. And, of course, you know, whenever you go to a fair, everything is on a stick. You got the Pronto Pup, but everybody puts alligator on a stick, who knows what. Well, we do a gun on a stick. And thanks to our friends at the USCCA who helped sponsor that as well. And every year we've had a different gun on a stick. And I keep hoping they come by to confiscate them one of these days.
Well, I don't know that they're going to do that. Even though it's a blue state, it's a very gun-friendly state.
Got a lot of outdoorsmen.
A lot of outdoorsmen in Minnesota, and I just wish that would tend to flip from blue to red in Minnesota. I mean, I don't know what the breakdown is. Do you know what the breakdown is per registered Republican to Democrat in Minnesota?
Yeah,
lots of gun owners up there.
Yeah, there's definitely more Democrats than Republicans. It's frustrating when you look at the state map. You know, you got the Twin Cities, which is blue.
Right.
Most of the rural areas are red, other than the Iron Range, which was very union-centric. But those guys up north are all, you know, a lot of the state reps from up that region, the state senators, all get a lot of good ratings from the NRA because they're very strong gun supporters and Second Amendment supporters, but they just can't seem to make that jump and pull the lever where they really are because they're typically a little more conservative. You know, they're probably those old blue dog Democrats from the South. But
okay, that's interesting because I have a real issue with people towing that Democrat Party line.
I'm with you on
that
one.
For the party that is absolutely in your face trying to take your gun rights from you, blatantly doing it, running a presidential campaign on it, yet still touting themselves as look, at some point in time, somebody's going to have to get off the fence. That's the single issue, of course, in the lens that we focus on here on Armed American Radio. But yeah, we're looking forward to coming back up to the fair. We usually do that right around the end of August.
Yep.
And, you know, it's a great time to be in Minnesota for that fair. Last year, when we were on the air, was the Black Lives Matter march out there that was, you know, pigs in a blanket frying like bacon was actually going on while we were live on the air.
Yep. Yeah, it happened. So, that was the weekend before Labor Day. It'll be the same weekend this year when you're out there.
Well, we're looking forward to that. We're going to have some fun. Okay, let's get some perspective here. One thing first before I go back to the should we participate in this stuff. I want to give you a column here by A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News, our great political analyst. There's his piece out today. Cartoonist for Louisville paper attacks NRA with drawing of crucified children. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
All right, this is about as sadistic and sickening as you can get unless you draw for ISIS, okay? This individual's name, the NRA is holding its annual meetings and exhibits in Louisville. This is from A.W.R. Hawkins. Of course, this coming weekend, May 20th through the 22nd, and cartoonist for the city's best paper, best known newspaper, the Courier-Journal, is welcoming the gun rights group with a cartoon of a child being crucified. I'm looking at the cartoon now. It's absolutely disgusting. The cartoonist's name is Mark Murphy, spelled with a C. You don't see a lot of Marks spelled with a C. Tweeted a photo of the cartoon on Sunday and captioned it with, "Welcome to Louisville, NRA. Enjoy your stay." He's got a cartoon of a field of crosses, two of them visible, a white young blonde girl hanging from the cross. The cross across it says Second Amendment, and it is riddled with bullet holes. Behind her is a second cross that says Second Amendment, with what appears to be a young black child hanging from the cross. Welcome to Louisville at NRA. Enjoy your stay. Despicable, to say the least, Lee. What do you think?
It's a tough thing to see, and it perpetuates. We know what the media is. We know what they do. It shouldn't surprise us, but absolutely appalling.
Well, here's the thing. I'll be there, and Mark Murphy, we will enjoy our stay in Louisville. Tens of thousands of us will enjoy our stay in Louisville, and it will make just a little bit sweeter knowing you can't stand it. I'll just leave it at that. Lee, let's go back over to the should we even participate. The reason I wanted to throw this one out first, because this is who we're dealing with.
Oh, yeah.
This is what we're dealing with. The documentary, supposed documentary, that's like calling, you know, Michael Moore's films documentaries. They're agenda-driven political movement films, what it is. There's nothing documentary about this. There's nothing objective about it. And as that's evidenced by the fact that they wouldn't put, after 4 hours of interviewing John Lott, the nation's expert, on more guns, less crime. Whether they like what he has to say or not doesn't matter.
Yeah, kudos for John for not saying something that they were able to twist.
Well, yeah, pretty much. They couldn't use the facts hamper them. If the facts don't work in their favor, and they don't, that's why they skew everything. Because they did have somebody from every town. They had a parade of people from the left. None from the pro-gun side, except for the individual NRA people that they pull up that make boneheaded statements and they put them on film. But when it comes to a scholar like John Lott, they don't give him a peep, right?
And that comes to kind of where I get on this stance, and sort of brought it up a little bit before, about should you engage in these? And whenever they look for that talking head, somebody like John Lott, who has the facts, knows the facts, you, Mark, people who understand the issues, don't often get themselves put in a box because they've done the research, they know it, they're informed enough, and you're able to answer those questions. Where we get in trouble is they find the bonehead, somebody who says something, and that's where they want to go to and spout them as a talking point. They find somebody who's got a small radio show or a blog somewhere that says something outlandish, and right, they'll want to highlight that. So being in, whether you engage or not, part of that to me comes down is who is actually being engaged.
Well, do we participate? At what point do we say, absolutely not, no comment, I'm not getting, no, no. I made some statements, Lee. I think you remember, me and you may have even talked about this over the past couple of 3 years. I thought at some point in time, you know, the whole Piers Morgan deal, just quit going on his show. Why are you giving this guy airtime? There is no debate. When we show up on programs like that, or when we talk to Katie Couric, okay, we tend to legitimize their side of the argument. It's the left, the gun grabber, the un-American, Lee, that likes to say there's a debate. There is no debate. There are 300-plus million Americans. There are more guns than there are Americans. We've had a Second Amendment right for you. And I saw a great internet meme the other day, Lee. I got to run this by you. It said there are 150-plus million American gun owners with over 300 million guns in their hands, loaded with over 16 trillion rounds of ammunition. If we were a problem, Obama, you'd know it.
I saw that too. And it's absolutely true.
Of course it is. So at what point in time do we just say, you know what? Come on. I'm not wasting any time. Lee, let me put it this way. I don't bring the un-American gun grabbers on this program for a reason. We hear enough of their crap. There's enough Katie Couric's out there. We don't need more. This time belongs to us. Yes or no? Agree or disagree? You got 10 seconds.
I agree 100% with you, Mark. Valid point.
Lee, thanks for being on, brother. We're looking forward to seeing you up there in just a few months. By gosh, we're going to snap our fingers, and we're going to be at the Minnesota State Fair at the end of August. We'll be back right after this with the great Alan Gottlieb.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 $1,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out IRFnews.com. That's IRFnews.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds and a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Back in the Crossbreed Ulster Studios with you. Are you going to be in Louisville? Louisville, I know. I get emails. Say it right. Well, okay, can't please everybody. It's Louisville, I get that. But where I'm from, I say Louisville. So if I make that mistake, don't take it personally. Okay, thanks very much. I'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you're going to make it to Louisville, it would be great if you could come by the Second Amendment Foundation booth. Getting a little bit of a loop back there. There we go, Sean. To the Second Amendment Foundation booth on Friday afternoon and hang out with me, Alan Gottlieb, his wife Julianne, Andrew will be there, and others from the Second Amendment Foundation. Be wonderful to come out and meet you. Come shake our paws. Say hello. On Saturday, sometime between 12 and 4, I'm guessing it's between 12 and 4, it might be a portion thereof. It might be 12 to 2, it might be 1 to 3, it might be 1 to 4, it might be 2 to 4, but between 12 and 4, I will be at the Crossbreed Holster booth. And after that, I will be at the United States Concealed Carry Association booth after 4 o'clock and for part of the day on Sunday before I have to get back in time to bring you Armed American Radio's huge monster broadcast. Okay? So if you come out to Louisville, make sure you come by and say hello. Second Amendment Foundation booth, Crossbreed Holster booth, USCCA booth. I will be there, all three. I'll be easy to find. Just look me up. Looking forward to seeing you there. Ninth Circuit, right to bear arms, includes right to acquire arms. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Oh, boy. U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit is widely regarded as one of the nation's, if not the nation's, most liberal courts. Big ruling from them today, that the right to bear arms also includes the right to acquire them. Now, that makes sense, doesn't it? You can't bear arms if you can't acquire them. My next guest, Alan Gottlieb, Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, how are you? Can you hear me today? I know we had to make some changes to the board because of our previous guests. Are you there?
I can hear you just fine.
There you go. Days. Super. Hey, this is big news. I'll tell you how big it is. A.W.R. Hawkins, whose piece I just quoted, was calling me on the line live here while we're talking to you. This is big talk right now. Tell us what happened.
Well, it's another great Second Amendment Foundation court victory, winning firearms freedom one lawsuit at a time, particularly in the Ninth Circuit. This is a case where some gentlemen, three men, went to open up a gun store in Alameda County, and the county passed these zoning ordinances that made it next to impossible or virtually impossible to open up a gun shop. And so we sued, and the lower court judge basically said, well, this doesn't get scrutiny. It's a rational basis. It's not really a Second Amendment challenge. And we appealed to the appeals court, and we just won today 2-1. The appeals court saying, in fact, it is a Second Amendment right to be able to buy and sell and acquire firearms and open up a shop to do so, and that it needs a high level of scrutiny, not rational basis. And this is just a very good win for us because it keeps momentum rolling in the area. This case is based on a previous case, SAF-1 in Chicago, known as Ezell, which is still being argued on Ezell 2, so to speak. Chicago banned gun ranges, and we overturned that law. And then Chicago passed zoning ordinances, making it next to impossible to have a gun range. So based on Ezell 1, they ruled that you can have gun shops and gun stores in Alameda County. And that'll help us back with Ezell 2 because another federal appeals court rules in our favor. So hopefully this will help us knock out the other bad law in Chicago that makes it next to impossible to open up a gun store or gun range in the city of Chicago.
Okay, a lot happening with what you just said. I hope you follow that at home. There's a lot going on here. Let me read you just a quote from the majority opinion from Judge O'Scanlan, and he emphasized, quoting now, "Our forefathers recognized that the prohibition of commerce and firearms worked to undermine the right to keep and to bear arms." Alan, that's a very profound statement because it speaks not just to this case, not just to Ezell, as you said, not just to this case, but to what the entire agenda, if you will, of the Democrat Party, the gun grabbers, moving into the 2016 elections, along with help from Bloomberg, are trying to do, isn't it? They're trying to undermine the right to bear arms that our forefathers knew that prohibiting the commerce in those firearms would undermine the very right, would undermine the constitutional right that the Constitution recognized. So this is a huge statement from him, isn't it?
It's a very huge statement. I mean, you have, you know, Hillary Clinton running around screaming that, you know, the Heller and McDonald decisions, you were wrong, and she's going to appoint judges to the high court to help overturn those. And then on the other hand, you've got, you know, Democrat appointed judges around the country ruling the Second Amendment only applies in your own home. The Heller case was about a gun in your own home. It didn't go any further than that. This is another appeals court ruling in the Ninth Circuit saying, in fact, the Second Amendment does go outside your own home. You have the right to go outside your home and acquire and buy or and sell firearms. That is a big, big victory.
Okay, can we stretch that out just a little bit to go outside? The left likes to point to Heller. And just recently, with some of this Governor Deal veto, if you will, not a decision. He wrote it like it was a decision. But his decision to veto campus carry, and in doing, quoting papers from Madison and Jefferson, this judge in the Ninth Circuit said the following: The historical record indicates that Americans continue to believe that such rights include the freedom to purchase and to sell weapons. In 1793, Thomas Jefferson noted that, quoting, "Our citizens have always been free to make, vend, and export arms. It is the constant occupation and livelihood of some of them." So here we are going right back. That's not lost on me when Deal comes out and quotes the Jefferson thing and guns on campus to use against us, that this judge in the Ninth Circuit almost seems to say, no, we're going to flip this right back. This is a very, very important decision, and I want people to understand just how vital it is.
Well, you're right. It's really important, particularly in the battles like the campus carry battles right now, because we're going to have anti-gun, you know, governors and politicians trying to quote Governor Deal in Georgia saying that, hey, our founding fathers said that the right doesn't go beyond your own home, so to speak. And now there's a court ruling that says, in fact, it does. And this isn't the first court ruling that says this, by the way, but it's nice that he quoted Jefferson.
All right, what does this mean next? Because this was a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit. How many judges sit on the full panel?
I'm forgetting the exact number right now in the Ninth Circuit. It's not always the same number in every circuit, so I get a little confused sometimes. But I don't think it's going to be appealed to the Ninth Circuit en banc, if that's what where you're going with this.
That's exactly where I was going. That was going to be my follow-up. Because what would normally happen is my next question would be, are they going to appeal this en banc, which means to the entire circuit?
Well, here's the situation that I don't think that why that's going to happen this time. This case also had in it a plea for damages. These three men who are going to open up this gun shop obviously have lost income over about a three-year period while this litigation's been going on. And the city could be on the – the county could be on the liable for all the earnings these men have foregone. And so we're willing to say to them, you know that, hey, you know, the damages, we'll let the damages go bye-bye if you, quote-unquote, don't appeal and you let these gentlemen open up their gun store and you pay the legal fees. That takes the county off the hook for a significant amount of liability they may have. And I think they probably at this point like to get out from under it.
Okay, then I have to throw this out there to you because it, time after time, and you, more than any human being in America, understand this. You've collected significant sums of money from those very people, from Rahm Emanuel and from many, many others, to the tune of millions of dollars over time, but hundreds of thousands of dollars in single checks at a time. I've seen the checks. And these people, yeah, when you defeat them and humiliate them in court, not 6 months later, they come back. The Marianas is a prime example of this. Now they want to throw something out with a $1,000 tax on guns that we know you're going to appeal. So when we come back from the break, I'll just ask the question and then let you think about it during the break. These people don't care. What makes us think that they give a hoot about damages when that's taxpayer money? They clearly don't care enough about taxpayer money that they continue to try to enact this legislation and cost their own taxpayers millions of dollars over time. What would make us think that they care about paying out damages rather than appealing this en banc to try to get a ruling more in their favor? Now, when we come back, we'll clarify that if there's any confusion on my question. We're talking with the great Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues to defend right after this.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman, are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Man, I told you this was the fastest hour in daytime radio, and it is flying right by. This is the last segment of today's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters. That's me filling your prescription for freedom from coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of South Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska and all states in between, including parts unknown. I'm talking with my great friend, Alan Gottlieb. Alan, welcome back to the show. Of course, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. My question before the break was, it's taxpayer money. It's not coming out of their pocket. What makes us think they give a crap? They've shown a propensity not to care before by freely engaging in these lawsuits that they lose regularly at taxpayer expense.
You're right, and they have. This time, though, this particular case, not just them having to pay legal fees, you know, to us for winning, but they also have to pay damages to our three individual plaintiffs who wanted to open up the gun shop, which can be rather substantial. And our feeling is their attorneys are going to advise them this isn't a great case for them to win even in banc, and they ought to cut their losses right now. Okay. And so that's what our hope is. Of course, if they do appeal it, we will be right there with our attorneys continuing to fight on.
As we have, no doubt we will. And, you know, you can participate with Alan and the Second Amendment Foundation. It's real easy to do. SAF.org, SAF.org, and contribute. I'm a lifetime member. You should be too. I've got my Defender's plaque right up here. Life membership. Mark Walters, right here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'd love to see you join it. $150. That's what it goes towards. No other organization in the country does anything remotely similar to what Alan and the Second Amendment Foundation do. And you hear these examples on this program and the MonsterCast on Sundays every single week for years. winning these lawsuits while the enemies of freedom continue to attack us is just so gosh darn important. I guess I could say this, because the damages, Alan, could be substantial enough that it might raise the ire of taxpayers who go, wait a minute, why are you doing this? Maybe they don't. Maybe this is how they float under the radar, right? Oh, we lose the suit. We keep it quiet. We don't say anything. As long as we don't have to pay exorbitant damages, the people really won't notice.
Yeah, that could be. In this case, people are going to notice. And the suit locally there in Alameda County gets a lot of press. And so we feel, you know, pretty good that their attorneys are going to say, hey, this is not a winning case for us. And we got lucky at the lower trial court level. At this point, you know, let's cut our losses.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think that's huge, and I think that's O'Scanlan's, and we've read some things from O'Scanlan before. It's really funny that we're talking about the Ninth Circuit. Does it surprise you when the Ninth Circuit, typically the most liberal court in America, rules in our favor, as they have on about three or four major cases over the last couple years, haven't they, including Hawaii and two or three California cases, now this?
Yeah, It doesn't surprise me because, quite frankly, we should win in any court anywhere. These cases, I mean, I like what Scanlon said, the Second Amendment isn't a second class right. And that's what it's really all about. You got to treat the Second Amendment just the way you treat the rest of the Bill of Rights. And, you know, that's an important thing. And I love his language there. It's not a second class right. I really like that.
Yeah, it's a powerful statement from O'Scanlan. I'm glad he said what he said, and I'm thrilled to be able to bring his words. Yeah, I was just going back and forth with A.W.R. Hawkins at Breitbart News during the break, whose piece we're quoting from, and he wanted me to tell you hello, by the way, and thanks for everything that you do as news of this breaks. Now, you know, Alan, yesterday you and I spoke on Armed American Radio during that Katie Couric documentary. I have yet to see it. I found out today and spoke to you earlier today, something I was unaware of yesterday. I'd have been all over it and had John Lott on the show. John Lott was spoken to for 4 hours by Katie Couric and her crew, interviewed for 4 hours. Not 1 second of his interview made it past the cutting room floor. What does that tell you?
Well, you know, I don't understand it, because when you tie up a film crew for that long, spend that much money doing it, it's hard to believe you don't put, you know, a couple-second clip in at least. So I can't even explain that one. I've never had a national crew come out to interview me where they didn't use some of the footage. They may have taken something out of context or right. misused something or didn't give me my fair due. But to absolutely put nothing in, I mean, my jaw hit the floor.
Absolutely. And you're very media savvy. The crews talk to you all the time. You're doing a lot of media today with the decision in the Ninth Circuit. But so I wanted to get your take on that. I think even if they misquote something or if they take – it's hard to do – but even if they take something out of context and show you in – not such a great light, by the way, they cut this up, and they're experts at that. They can do that. At least you have the opportunity to come back and correct it. At least you can say something. John wasn't given that opportunity. And it's interesting, I went back and looked at his tweet after he was interviewed for that four-hour period, and his tweet, in a nutshell, said, was just interviewed for a very long, near 4 hours. They'll probably only use a minute or two. They used none, which really speaks volumes. Now, I want to ask you this. When we know this going in, is this kind of stuff we even want to participate in, or should we just say, no, I'm not interested, I have no comment?
Well, I guess it depends who you are or what segment of the gun rights cause you represent. Representing the Second Amendment Foundation, when the media calls, I have to respond. I don't really have a choice. It's important for us to be out there as a leading right. organization defending gun rights. If I was a local gun dealer, I might think twice about it. It all depends. Unfortunately, I have to deal with the enemy camp of the news media, so to speak, on a daily basis, and I can't. If you run and hide from it, then it doesn't look good for you. So I have to do it. But I'll bet you my last dollar, practically, that today Katie Couric and ABC News does not report on our giant court victory in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Oh, that goes without saying. Absolutely goes without saying. For her to call defensive use of firearms, which, Alan, you know, I'm looking at one of your bumper stickers. 2,191 Americans use guns in self-defense every day. Guns save lives. That's from the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, another organization that you founded. For her to say that self-defense use of firearms is a specious argument at best speaks volumes. So it does. It pains me to know that we have to respond to these people. That's the basic premise of this program, of course. It's why we exist. It's why we're here. But I don't bring them on the show for that very reason. I don't want to give credibility to their argument because there is no debate. And by bringing them on and going toe-to-toe all day, while it's great red meat radio all day long, it would burn everybody out really fast, Alan. It also tends to lend credibility to an argument. I don't believe this is our time. They get enough of their time. Hence what we witnessed yesterday. That's why we do what we do on this show. So
speaking of our time, I just want to take a minute to really thank Don Kilmer, the attorney who won this case for us. He's a noted California civil rights attorney who represented the Second Amendment Foundation. And also I want to thank Alan Gura, who filed a very important amicus brief on behalf of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep Their Arms in this court. He's the attorney, of course, who won Heller and McDonald. Both these two attorneys will be speaking at the Gun Rights Policy Conference in September in Orlando. And information is free to attend. Your listeners can go to saf.org, and the registration information is right there.
Yeah, and it's, you said Orlando. It will be Tampa. It's in Tampa.
I mean, sorry. So
make,
you,
yeah, no, that's all right. Let me make that correction. It is in Tampa this year. The GRPC has been in Orlando before. This year it's in my neck of the woods in my hometown of Tampa, Florida, and I can't wait to get down there. And as Alan just said, you're going to hear from these two incredible, amazing attorneys who, and I can't say behind the scenes, but you don't always know what they're doing every day. This is what they're doing every day. You know, some people are sleeping with toothpicks under their eyes, and thank God they are. Alan, you're one of them. Thank you, sir, for being here again. Thanks for that huge victory in Alameda County. Yet again, the Second Amendment Foundation pulls out another one. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you, Mark. And, of course, it's always good to be with you on a victory day.
It definitely is on any day, even if we have to commiserate together, and I'll see you this weekend. You can come out and meet Alan and myself at the Second Amendment Foundation booth this Friday afternoon in Louisville, Kentucky. Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. You see, this is what goes on behind the scenes while you're sleeping. This fight continues every single day, and we desperately need your help. We desperately need your help to win this. Please visit saf.org. This is the camp that is fighting in the Mariana Islands. This is the camp that's fighting in Chicago. This is the camp that's fighting in D.C. This is the camp that's fighting in Alameda County, something you didn't know anything about. Now you do. Now you do. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We will get up and do it all over again tomorrow, and we will be heading out to the National Rifle Association annual meetings on Friday. Make sure to stop by the booth at Second Amendment Foundation at Crossbreed Holsters. Until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Guys, gals, never leave your caves without your club. We'll see you tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out IRFnews.com. That's IRFnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.